You know, if you're going up Cricket Creek, Cricket Creek goes, oops, we're live. Shut up.
We are back from recess. You might get quoted again. We are back from recess. Mr. Pennell, do you have some...
Yes, I'd like to request you approve 2015-334 through 372 and an additional number 380.
I'm sorry, hold on, I'm trying to...
You said...
You said 234?
334. 372 plus 380, right?
Correct. And these are mapping changes. Mapping changes.
334. I'm just trying to find 334. 334.
Through 372. And a new number 380.
New number what?
380.
And these are all mapping. Now,
mapping changes.
Explain that to me, please.
Kenny? Mapping changes.
Mapping changes. The mappers might have, you have two lots, they might have split them into two separate parcels. Some of them were given to the county. The parcel was given to the county for a road. Acreage changed due to the survey, that sort of stuff.
Where is 380? It's
not on
there. There is no 380.
I run out at 377.
We just had to add it on because as I was going, we accidentally hit number.
So is it changing any valuation or is it just changing?
It could change valuation as far as parcel to parcel with it
but
being
is it then,
split.
Is it then now, moved to...
When I did it, I tried to make it match what was on.
So if you had $100 for this parcel and you split it in half, one got 50 and one got 50?
I tried
or it did?
Yeah, I tried.
Are we going to see any major decreases?
Yeah, you'll see a couple of deleted parcels going...
Because it went to county roads.
Going to the county or... being exempt, yeah. And you might see a couple increases, too.
Now, when you say being exempt, is there a...
I know there's at least two parcels in there that were given to the county.
What was the ending? We're on
334 to 372 and number 380.
Motion to...
Wait, hold on one second. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Motion to change according to the mapping and the explanation by the assessor from 334 to 372 plus parcel BOE number 380. Is that clear enough on the in the motion?
Okay, if I clean it up a little
bit? Yeah.
You make that motion?
Yeah.
Motion to accept the mapping changes?
Yes.
For the explanation of the assessor?
Yeah.
We have a motion and a second to accept the mapping changes presented by the assessor, which entails BOE numbers 334 through
372
plus 380. I guess it'd help if I looked at my notes, wouldn't it?
I have it here.
Yeah, I know, because there's 472 pages here. Oh, I'm sorry. 334 through 372 and a new BOE number of 380. Any further discussion? So do people know that they had theirs split?
Hopefully.
If it was
a new parcel, Brandon and I sent them an increase notice.
I don't know that it was a new parcel. I'm just wondering if it was...
The splits have to go through the recorder's office before you ever get them.
Right.
And that's when they make the mapping changes.
So somebody might have changed something in the recorder's office, and then it automatically... So they might not be aware that there was a change whenever they went to the recorder's office. There was a gentleman I did talk to that said that, yes, he did go to the recorder's office to record something. So that's probably where it got changed. Makes sense. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And that was Gerald the second.
Correct.
Thank you.
Kind of a weak guy he did on that.
He is awful like that. Once in a while.
He wakes up.
This is Mr. Kerbo.
Colonel.
Colonel. It's Colonel Kerbo. You look through my notes, everything else says Mr. C.
Who's me wall three times?
You're about to go fourth, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Pennell.
Okay, occupancy. Starts at 276.
Okay, let me get to that one. Excuse me 1 second.
Yeah, there's four batches here. The
That's
first,
right.
First one's 276.
Now, I'm showing that we've already set that one at 28,977.
Okay. We'll not bother.
28,977.
Next number is 300 and 301.
Okay, so we've got 300, 301,
then 307 and 308.
307, 308.
Okay. 310, 311.
310, 311.
We're going to jump 312 and go to 313.
313.
All the way down to 321.
321.
These are all occupancies.
So I've got 300, 301, 307, 308, 310, 311, 313 through 321.
Chuck, what do you actually mean when you say occupancy?
If a parcel's not complete and occupied January 1, then we put it on for the percentage of the year. Came on in July 1st, they'd pay for half a year. Then the following year, it'd go on for the whole 100%.
The way their computers are set up, Gerald, is that they punch a date in, and it gives them the amount that it's to be charged to. So it's daily. It's not even a month or a week. It's daily.
Number 308 and 307 are the same parcel number, and...
That was a duplicate there, if you would mark out one of the two.
So we do need to mark out
right.
One of those?
What's that?
307 and 308 are the same parcel number.
Yeah.
So do we need to mark out?
Yeah, because it says for as a new one at home, but it wasn't stapled together.
Okay, so do we need to mark out? Does it matter which one?
Doesn't matter.
Sure. Just tell me which one you marked.
I just marked out 308.
Okay. So we've got 307.
Yeah. Huh? Well, you're not the chairman. But I guess if you make the motion, it doesn't really matter. Like I said, if you make the motion, there's not a daggone thing I can do about it.
I was going to, before we got into all that conversation, I was going to just... Because you've got all those numbers down there,
yep.
Brandon.
You want me to say it?
Okay.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to change BOE numbers 300, 301, 307, 310, 311, and 313 through 321 based on occupancy by the assessor.
Second. Oh, so moved. on that motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Neely, do you need me to repeat it?
No.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Mr. Gribble said aye. Aye as well. All opposed. Motion carries.
Oops, I think I found another duplicate here.
Hey, we'll charge it twice.
Make go ahead. Up. Maybe not. Maybe I was over here.
All right, Mr. Pennell.
Okay. I'm going to call this batch errors, and that would include...
Can we call it assessor's errors just for fun?
I better know you ought to.
Can we just call it screw-ups?
That'd be dopes. Fine, too.
Can we just call it dopes?
These are things that we found from dropped parcels, dropped structures, those kind of things from the, some of it from the computer. Found that the improvement was gone, which would be the same as a drop structure. Here's one, residence burned. Found that the residence had no value, that would be the same thing, drop structures. Or added a structure that wasn't on. A little different from an occupancy for some reason, evidently.
It could have been a patio or something, shed. It's not an occupancy if it's a shed, right?
So we've got about maybe 15 of these, and they're pretty bad scattered, but here's the number.
Where's the starting number?
First one's 237.
Okay, let me find that one.
What did you say?
237.
$237.
Next one will be $284.
I'm sorry. You said $237?
$237.
Yep. I went to $337.
I don't see $237.
Don't see a $237?
We did not do $237.
Well, that
yours began at $273, I thought. Yours did not begin until 273.
Okay, try for 284 and 285.
Shouldn't that have been on there,
huh? I've got a 284 and a 285.
Let's have those.
So we're starting with 284 and 285?
Correct, and then we're going to go to 298. I don't see it, Don. Then we're going to go to... 325, I'm sorry, nope, don't go there. 302, 3, 4, and 5.
302,
303, 305.
And
4. 304. 298, 302, 303, 304, 305. And we're going to jump to 325. $326, $329, $330, $331, $332, $333, and we're going to jump to $373. $374 and $375. And I'd call those mess ups assessor errors or whatever you would like. I ask you to approve those.
There's no other way to hardly say it other than to get it on there like that. Just say assessor errors. I think that's what we've done in the past.
Fine.
And I'll make a motion to approve
correction of errors.
Correction of errors. 284, 285, 298, 302, 303, 304, 305, 325, 326, 329, 330, 331, 332, 333, 374.
373. Too.
You got a 373 there. Okay, yep. And a 375.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to approve the fixing of the errors for the BOE numbers stated. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. I'm concerned that we listened to a gentleman on a Shoals Bend property that did not get addressed, and I don't have his name. It was in the first couple of 3 days. And I think y'all told him that.
Can he pull the agenda up for those?
Yeah. I already spoke to him. He couldn't find it. But my suggestion is, no, I don't. If we took another break, I might be able to find it. I don't know. But do y'all, any of you remember that? Talking about to a guy from Shoals Bend?
Sure.
We put him off, so to speak, till we looked at him.
I don't remember any of the particulars. I do remember because there was statements made about properties that were just that were valued that were not lake accesses. There was two of them, actually.
Well,
one was right on the lake.
Denzel Smith.
You know, that might have been, that's him right there, White Bass.
There was a Denzel Smith.
That's him, 111. Can you see if we made a motion on him? Or that was him.
Was it 111?
Yep. Okay, so you did hear him. I mean, you voted on him. I thought you all put it off.
Well, we did that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We set the value at $20,000.
Okay.
Yeah,
we were just okay. Well, I've got two more, and these are ones that have called in after the deadline, and their parcel isn't worth what his is worth. And I would like to ask you all to set them at $20,000 as you did those, did that guy.
That's what we set his at.
Yes, you set his at 280 at $20,000.
Can you pull the map up, please, Weston, and tell us what it is?
$286 is one of them. I don't have a number on the other one. It would, what was the last number you had? Three-something? 380?
That
380.
One had a...
that right there.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember we used it because of the ravine and everything? We did a...
Yeah.
Oh, what's the term I'm looking for?
Obsolescence
factor on that lot. We actually considered a fourth of it to be non-usable.
I don't remember that.
Do you know where the other lots are?
Yes, one of them is number 286 on your list. And the other number I have it, it'd be a proposed 301. And not to muddy the waters, but it'd be a significant decrease. But
there's one that was just on.
This here's one. This here's the 286.
What's it currently at?
32,000, I believe.
Yeah.
As I started to say, not to muddy the water, but there's probably all of those other lots should be at 20.
Did you just say 301?
I said a proposed 301.
What does that mean?
In other words, it's not in our system yet.
Two people called me about...
Are you 301 would be the BOE number?
Yeah.
We already have a BOE number 301 and we changed it for occupancy.
381.
I'm sorry, 381. Okay. 381. No wonder I confused you.
So we've got a 378, a 379. We added a 380 for something already, correct?
Yep.
And a 381. Gentlemen, what do you want to do?
I looked at last year's FYI. I think we talked about this before. Won't mention a name, but we reduced one last year to $10,000. That was in the neighborhood of that one that Wes just showed you and this other one that I'm requesting.
The only way that I think that we, that I would like to do that, and I don't remember the deal with the lady last year, other than she dropped maybe two parcels in and then had a third parcel added to, is I think the possible way that we could direct you to change those would be all the lots that were in the $32,000 range to move those lots to $20,000.
So you're saying not just pick those two that he named out, but
no,
have them go through? And
I think that's to do the whole subdivision.
If you're going to do it, the whole subdivision?
Motion to do so would be the only way that we could be fair and equalization. I mean, that's what this is, Board of Equalization, and we could state it because we have had one that we made a decision on and the whole entire area without any names being brought forward or parcels with the change. Not anything that's a 60 or a 40 or a, but anything that was in the 32,000 range be moved to 20,000. That's a correction of the subdivision. It's not a correction of.
Is that fair to you, Chuck?
The. It's a good way to word it. Consistency is something we're all trying to do. It ain't going to happen. We're not going to be perfect with it. Example, we changed one at Branson Hills. We changed one at Branson Creek. So
this is something that I'm saying we've already looked at, one in this area. And there was discussion about the ones at the South Hollister out there. Emerald Point, but this is changing everything in this subdivision listed at 32,000 value to 20,000.
My point is, Danny, if you're going to hang your hat on that, you got to go to at least two other subdivisions and do the same thing. You're not being consistent.
Opening a can of worms you don't want to open.
There you go.
Are you saying this to me or?
I'm just saying.
Well, if we don't want to do it, I don't want to listen.
No. I'm just
looking for a way to do something with it, and I'm thinking that's the only way we can do it.
There's some major differences with the ones, the other two places that I think Chuck's talking about, though. Whereas this one here is pretty cut and dry. There's no
lake view.
There's no better or worse or all. I mean, it's all pretty well, and the area alone is completely different.
It's going to be a number of lots, but. And I'm not saying It wouldn't be a good thing to do. I'm just saying.
We made
I'm saying you're not being 100% consistent because you've gone through two other subdivisions.
In order to be 100% consistent, we're going to have to go back and redo every single parcel in the Taney County system,
can't
possibly.
Do it. You can't do it. Exactly.
To answer your question, Mr. Kerbo, I believe that Danny feels that that is fair.
Well, I think that what Danny said is kind of like mixing apples and oranges. Because there's going to be a difference.
There's split lines out there, too.
And put them all at, say, 20,000. There is a difference in some of them.
Yeah, but I think you guys have all missed the point. I'm saying if we correct anything that he's wanting to take two out of the middle here that come in late,
then we need to
correct them all. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we need to go in and do this just because we're going to do it for a subdivision. I'm saying that if we make two corrections today of lowering individuals, then we should do them all.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that.
These people will come in late. Why do we need to make those corrections?
Because Mr. Pennell's asked us to, I think, is that.
They've
come to you.
Because they came in late. They missed the deadline.
Why don't we just deny it?
If we deny, they still have the ability to go on.
They're done.
They don't go to the state tax commission.
When did they receive their notice?
Unless they received a notice late, but I don't think that's the case in any of these. They all received notices. Yeah.
Before the 15th?
Well, I take that back. These two lots, they stayed the same value, so they did not. They didn't receive a notice because they didn't change.
Okay.
I think the other ones I got to bring to you changed, so they did receive notices.
So then the question is do we even have, we don't motion deny, we just take no action because technically they're not even, how does that work?
Well, that extra number, it's not even on your agenda.
Right.
And Wes gave it a number just so I'd have something to bring
reference
to.
It by.
Yeah. But there's no application. It's just the assessor bringing it, right?
Right. But once you give it to me and I assign a BOE number, I have to do something with it. I mean, that's the way we've operated in the past, so I've got no direction to change that. When the assessor brings me a stack to present, I present it.
When James brought you a stack, did you BOE number them before they were approved?
He got to me in time. Sometimes he would give to me ahead of time. We would enter them all, and then sometimes he'd walk to the door with a stack the day before, and there was no way we could get them all in.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
Yeah. But there's no application.
Nope.
I would probably recommend you take no action. If the intent is to deny, I would take no action. In other words, we can ignore the fact they're even there and act like they don't even exist. Because in fact,
that's just two.
Probably don't exist.
Two numbers, right?
I've got about, I think, five or six others. But if you're gonna deny them all, I mean you don't have to listen to it. Deny them all.
I don't care to listen to it. That's not my intent.
I didn't mean that way. I'm just saying if
I'm
you don't
just trying to
hear,
make sure we don't open up some to where now they get a denial letter, now they can take it to the board of or take it on to the state and when in fact no they can't.
Gotcha. I hear you.
These are the rabbit holes.
I'll
a simple recess, Brandon, so I can tell you something that we shouldn't have on record.
I don't know why that's needed.
Okay. The other issue is that the taxpayer has asked Chuck to present it, and then that taxpayer can bypass us, go to the state tax commission, and say that they requested. He made the change. He said he would take care of it. It creates a legal situation for us because then they're going to the state tax commission always contacts my office to find out if the individual was hurt. And then we have to present
but if
this
they,
conversation.
But, But these are cases for, where they miss deadlines.
I say, so.
Yes, I know.
So it's a different.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
I'm wanting them to hear me. Don't take me wrong.
Well, I just don't want us to get in trouble with
yeah.
the taxpayer or the state tax commission or anything.
Well, we still have to follow.
It's not. No offense to anybody, but I would rather have everybody appeal through the appeal process and not have anybody else present anything. It should all go through the appeal process. That way all taxpayers are taken care of. If they don't make it on time, they go to the state tax commission.
Do they know that they didn't make it?
Yes, sir. They're clear. I explained to them July 1st was the last date I could change it. The BOE extended their deadline to the 10th, and they've missed it, so they're clear.
They understand that they have no...
Okay.
Told them straight up. Didn't make them any promises. I said,
yeah.
If they'll hear me, I'll present it to them, and if not, you're out of luck until next year. And they can come 2016 and take a shot at it.
There's no way we can be finite about it, because Danny will tell you. We got something at the last minute that we looked at that was horribly wrong. And we fixed it. And it was a valuation change. We do try hard, but can't get it perfect.
I guess it goes back to my concern would be if we do give them a denial, then they can go, well, we were heard and we can go on state tax commission. And my opinion is that they don't have the right to go on state tax commission.
I mean, you can listen to me without denying it.
That's what I mean.
What harm is it going to be? These are taxpayers who will probably never go on to the state tax commission. And if they do, what evidence are they going to present? Sales comparison? It's just a thought. It cleans up my books, but...
If you wouldn't create a number form without us allowing you to create a number,
then you're going to have to give me direction.
Then don't just give it a number without asking us if we'll actually pull that parcel up. So you've gone with beyond your reach, and what your duties are, what your powers are to create a BOE number whenever the board has not chosen to hear any specific parcel number. So we've actually, in my opinion, been kind, and we've allowed Chuck to bring these things to us. For the taxpayer and for Mr. Pennell, and we've allowed it to go on. But if you don't want us to allow it to go on anymore, we can put a stop to it.
Brandon, again, I'm operating under the same rules and regulations
you cannot
as I have in the past from other boards, and nobody's changed anything.
Well, this is a different board; it's a different year. Mr. Pennell, what other ones would you like to bring in front of us?
The top one here. Just bringing back to you is Rock Ridge Housing. You all denied this one, I believe.
Is that the one that was a conference?
It was the first
Schedule 42 housing.
That is one of the first Schedule 42, and you denied it. And I don't. Go ahead.
On the 8th. And that was prior to us knowing.
That was on a Tuesday. Are they the ones that informed us of? Were they the ones that originally informed us of the change?
That's the first day.
And this one doesn't mean nothing to me either way, except the fact that I thought you all had in your mind you were going to do them all at once, and you went ahead and did all those for Huffman, and you denied this one, and if that's where you want to leave it, really it doesn't make
sense. No, I've been thinking about that one, to be honest with you. That, again, it's up to these guys if they want to. I'm trying to find it.
To make the story longer, some of the assessors are going to fight this Section 42 because there's a ton of value lost.
Once they fight it, though, how long is it going to take for it to get it back on the books?
And it's being Jim Kyle came in and said that there's attorneys out of St. Louis and Kansas City that say it's unconstitutional because it creates a new classification that's not in the Constitution.
That, Brandon, you brought up a point that somebody else brought to me. By you denying, by you changing Huffman's projects, he's got that lower value. It's his. But
it was based on new law.
Yeah.
But I'm not arguing it. I'm just saying you denied it. He's got his lower value. If they turn around now and turn that over, he's going to get 2 years of lower value that he shouldn't have got.
Well, I think in the if there is a lawsuit, the assessors need to state that. Hey, if any of them were changed because of the new law, they need to be turned back.
So this guy here is not getting treated the same way, because if we fight this and we win, he's going to pay the full price all the way through. Huffman got a deal. Not a good way to say it, maybe. But.
And again, it doesn't matter to me. No, just to clarify.
Because I wouldn't have to fight it if you leave it like
this. We weren't aware of the law until after this when Huffman came in.
I think we
were made aware of the law at that time. And
when Huffman
not that it was retroactive.
Right.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Well, I didn't have a full understanding. Yeah. I guess my question, though, so you're saying you still want it denied?
No, I don't care what you do. You're just, I don't think you're being consistent is my point, I think.
I think we're being consistent with the information that was presented to us. The first company didn't even offer us the fact that...
I think they're the ones that told us.
Yeah.
I think I told y'all that the governor was fixing to sign it or had signed it or whatever.
I think it was that same day, around the same time as them talking to us, though, if I remember right.
Yeah, I don't remember when they signed it.
Or maybe, Chuck, I think that's right. You told us about it, but the hay doesn't take place until August. And then he said no. He signed it with an emergency, so it was effective that Monday. That's what it was. You did tell us about it.
Retroactive.
Are you going after the document?
No, I was going to ask you something.
Okay. It's before you. Delbert Dickey, I mentioned him before.
Well, I do want to, what are we going to do in this Rock Ridge housing? Because
we're not being inconsistent with the information that we have.
Okay. So nobody wants to make a change here? Okay. Go ahead.
Delbert Dickey called after the deadline, as we've talked about before.
What number is he?
283. A gentleman, Glenn Scott, called. He's number 277.
Oh, so you're not one to... Gentlemen, do you want to look at Mr. Dickey that was brought up? When did you say he called?
Must have been on the 14th.
These are all called.
These are ones that people have called him?
I think all of these are after deadline calls. I'm sure they are. Yeah.
What did you say about that, Colonel? If they called after the deadline, what was your opinion on it?
Well, excuse me. Some of the others, we just said no action, right?
Came in after the vote, okay.
Have we been consistent after the deadline?
This year we have. I don't.
Well, why should we change it now?
And they were given, what, 10 days
notice after the deadline. I mean, it was in every newspaper, made headlines about the increased notices and everything, and then turned around and we had, I think you even wrote letters to the editor, didn't you, Chuck, two different times. So that was where we were at on those. I don't know.
We both, I did something, you asked me to, the board asked me to put something in the paper, and I did, and Chuck did as well.
Those people that called before the deadline and called the assessor's office, and he made the changes. I had one individual call me that had 13 properties, And I don't know why he called me other than just tell me, because he said he got every property lowered.
Who is that?
Joe Reese.
Joe Reese never called me.
He said he did.
Never talked to Joe Reese. Haven't talked to him in a year, I bet.
Okay, I don't know. That's just what he called me up for no reason and told me that.
No, sir. Haven't talked to Joe Reese.
Okay.
Is that Joe Reese at the shoe store?
I think we probably need to be careful about people who's not asked to be on the agenda or asked to have their numbers, their BOE looked at by filling out an application. I think we need to be careful with using
names.
Should we also be careful about saying the assessor did 13 properties and he didn't?
I just said that the individual called me.
Chuck, I understand. We're open. We're fair game.
You're right.
We are fair game. So I agree with the.
Well, you explained yourself. I'm just telling you what they did.
I think we're on the fact if we're going to listen to any of them.
We're going to what?
Are we going to listen to any of them?
I won't bother bringing you the rest. If you deny that one, it would be
right.
Silly for me to bring the rest of them to you.
So, Mr. Kerbo, I mean, what you're saying is they had an opportunity. They missed the opportunity. The opportunity was extended because of circumstances. Still missed the opportunity. So why now? The only answer I can have is because we can.
We can.
We can. We have the ability and the authority.
Well, we can, but why should we?
That's up to you and that's up to the board.
The way I look at it, Colonel Kerbo, is if I was a doctor and you had a sickness, I'd try what I could do to help you with your sickness. I've got people that have come to me, all but one or two, maybe all of them. Their properties may be valued too high. That's the last thing I want. I don't want their properties valued too high. I don't want branded property valued too high, anybody's. And so I'm doing whatever I can to represent the people I'm serving. So I bring them to you. As Brandon has said, and we've talked about, you all can change them. You all have that ability. I know that it's been said and accurately that you can open a can of worms. My can of worms turned out to be a small, small can of about 6 parcels. I'm thankful for that. And if you listen to them and change them, the can may get bigger. It may not. I don't know. Depends. It's old word of mouth. Somebody mentioned that it'll spread, and one of these spread, and we've turned them down. That was the two Shoals Bend. I had a lady call. I said I would go. It was 10 minutes. And the neighbor, somebody else from California called. That's the only one that spread over from somebody else getting the notion to call me.
Well,
but I understand.
Listen to
me. I understand your caution.
But haven't we already turned down some because they missed the deadline?
I think the two that we turned down just now are kind of refused to make a decision on. Was turned down. I mean, nobody made a motion, but because of valuation, and you brought up a point that there's different. There's the two $20,000 lots, and you said, look, there are differences, and there's no evidence presented to us that they should be changed. And
you've got a name on the board there. Do you have what I'm saying to you? Is there a recommended value, or is this all brought in because of the increase? Because that's where I think that the problem may lie, is there was an increase in their taxes, and they come forward and said, hey, we've got an increase. I want to go before the BOE and see if I can't get the whole thing lowered.
We got an increase, and it's
two daggone.
What was it?
He's putting it up right now.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
Well, I don't have any objections. You want to just listen to it?
We can't. If we do, we have to make a decision on them, and they can take them to the state tax commission or otherwise.
Well, that's why I said we take no action.
His is the 5 or 6% increase.
And the way I look at it was, I mean, when people got their 5% and all that, and June 30th came around, the deadline, I mean, then we extended it 10 days. And, I mean, I
can take care of it with one sweeping motion, and it's for everybody, and it's all fair. We have the ability to. I'm going to use for evidence what was stated here in the paper by Mrs. Monahan with the State Tax Commission. Mrs. Monahan said, the current assessor has done a regular sales analysis, and the values have gone down. We have an increase of residential and a mandatory increase on the ag land. I don't think there's anything we can do about the ag land if it's mandated that we do so. But we can sure take the 5 or 6% increase off the books on everything else that's residential. And that's treating everybody the same.
Are the majority of the like this one here is because of the increase. We've seen a lot of the other ones because of the increase. Do you think the majority of them, without looking at them all, are they going to be because of the increase also?
These I brought you, like I said, I think there's four because of the increase.
Okay.
And two, there was no increase.
That when you punch the button, and I think you told us once, Jeff, I just can't remember. When you punch the button on it and it give a 5 or a 6% increase on the residential, and then you said it was like a 11 or a 12 or something like that on the commercial. With a 5 or 6, that would be what it would be.
If we did not reassess the property, if we didn't get around and check all the calculations, all that jazz, I applied a 5% increase.
On residential.
5% increase on the structure of residential.
Well, that's the... But, I'm just... Sorry, go ahead.
But there's cases because of overrides that are in the system because of previous program changes that there are some parcels didn't get any increase because they weren't... The value of the program pulled off of an override number, it gave that override number the 5% increase, but it wasn't correct because it was an override value. So there were some parcels that didn't get an increase. If they had been reassessed, then they could have, if the value stayed the same, if they didn't find any corrections, their increase would have been 10%. If it happened to be a commercial...
Say that again. If the values...
If we reassessed your... We would just say
10%, I'm sorry.
If we reassessed a residential property and there wasn't all the calculations, everything was correct, it got the new index of 225, it went up 10%.
So if you assessed it and they were correct, it actually went up 10%.
10% if we reassessed it.
If you did not assess it... It went up 5%, and there were some that you assessed and actually lowered because they weren't assessed at the proper value anyways.
If we reassessed you and we found that the grade was too high or all kinds of different things, it could have lowered. Yes, sir.
So my value, you use my house.
I haven't looked at yours.
I know, I'm just, so my house, it's worth, let's say, $100.
You go out there and you measure it and you say, yep, it's still worth $100. You automatically added a 10% to it?
And the index would have increased the structure 10%, not the land, but the structure.
But if I can't sell my house for 110,
then, and that's the, you know, that's one of the good things about the 5% increase is it has brought, I'd say, 700 or 800 phone calls. And some of them, most all of them, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. A lot of them, when they looked at their value, said, well, no, that's, my house is worth a lot more than that. But there were some that says, no, my house isn't worth that. And so we dug into evidence and whatever we did, and we fixed them. So some took the 5%, some a 10. If it was a business, it took 15%. And some of them took worse than that. I saw one out north of Branson. It was a business that was way low, and it took high percentage, kind of like some of the lake lots that were way off.
I've stated this from day one. No, then it's just me. I mean, I'm stating this as the way that I feel. I've made it clear to Chuck the way I feel. I don't think that a person should be taxed for 2 years. It'll be 2 years before some of these people get reassessed and their taxes changed. As a matter of fact, there's 18,000 is all that's getting changed. The way I understood, there's 18,000 increase notices went out, right? Well, now what you said brought to us. But anyway, to get back to my point, there's a certain amount of people that's going to get, that got reassessed this year that weren't reassessed, but they still get a 5% increase. So what I'm saying to you, I don't think it's fair that those people pay on something that might be lower than what they're paid. When they're reassessed, they may get a lower reassessment because we've seen, as Chuck said, he's received 700 or 800 phone calls of people that got their taxes put back where they originated.
And I didn't say 700 or 800 got put back. I'd say
you said you had 700 or 800 phone calls.
I had 700 or 800 calls.
Right.
And the biggest part of them, I'd say, would be safe to say, when we talked about what is your place worth, what do you think it would sell for? Oh, well, it's worth more than what you've got it off. That's what the majority of them were. And the idea that you got an increase, this 5% increase you're talking about, Danny, all of those people, to the best of my knowledge, I'm sorry, I can't remember the number, whether it's 18,000 or how many it was, but those people got an increase notice, and it said clearly, this is what your taxes are going to be, this is what we've raised your value, and I've been on the radio and in the newspaper saying, as I've said here over and over, if it's too high, we need to hear from you because we don't want you to be assessed higher than it should be. It's a little bit amazing that we only got 800 calls or whatever it was out of 18,000 or whatever the number was.
I don't think most people probably even look.
There's a lot of people that just don't pay attention.
Well, they probably are figured in on their house payments anyway, and they don't have any idea what their
mine went out. I looked at it, and I said, well, I guess they know what they're doing, and I put it in the drawer.
What do you think now that you're involved with it? You still think we know what we're doing?
I think mine needs to go down that way.
Well,
but
at the State Tax Commission, and it says that Monahan said, current assessor has done a regular sales analysis and the values have gone down. What are we increasing the values when it's the state has looked at things that Chuck has sent in and they said the values have gone down? What does that mean? What are we increasing?
Well,
at 5% or 10% or
what's she talking about? Values going down or values are up?
I don't know. I'm just going by
what. You should have called her and tried to find out. I don't know what she said. Because if you look, the values are up.
2 weeks, this is this. Mm-hmm. The idea was not change at all.
I think that's the idea. Not change at all, but lower the 5%, I think, is what they're getting at. But I haven't heard a motion yet.
Do we have the priority just to do that?
We do on anything that's not mandated. They did, hey, let me tell you how this works, and Chuck brought this up before, and he hasn't said anything about it. What was it, 4 years ago, Mr. Chuck was sitting in this row up here, and they made a motion, him and Mr. Stoffis voted on it, to lower by half the increase of everything that James had put on the books for 202. Is that right, Chuck?
We made a motion to lower all of his increases. What happened, Colonel, is James raised condominium values like 40 or 50%, and he raised vacant lot, or not just vacant lot, but subdivision lots. He raised them huge percent. And it is a long process, like you say, it can take a long time. The BOE at that time made a motion to lower all of his increases 50%. So some people still got 25% increase after we lowered it in half. That's what we did. That's what Danny's talking about. Y'all make the motion to take away the 5%, you got the right to do it. I don't think it's the right thing to do because our values are low. I won't put you on the spot. But most, I think, a high percentage of the properties in Taney County are undervalued. And the 5% gets them up closer to value. But Gerald's business, you do what you want to do. But that's what happened.
To answer your question, that answers your question. We can do that.
All right. But we sit here for 2 weeks, listen to all this, and here at the very last minute.
Well, of course, they're not going to do it from the beginning.
Huh?
No, we won't be able
to start over.
No, that doesn't affect anything. No, hey, listen, I haven't made the motion yet. It doesn't affect anything that's taking place in the BOE.
No.
Because there's nothing in here that we've done like that. It doesn't take anything on what we've done on the cases that have been before the BOE that we've heard the evidence and we've lowered some of them as much as half of their value. You know what I'm talking about. But it does affect everybody else, treat everybody else fairly.
No, it's not fair because you've got people that have got reassessed and they have been brought up closer to their true value. They're paying the increase. This bunch over here is not. That isn't fair. Well, my opinion.
But a lot of those were decreased too.
Yeah, some of them.
Some of the reassessed properties, or I don't want to say a lot because I don't know the numbers, but some of them were decreased too. So then, you know, now, so if you want to talk about fair.
I didn't bring it up.
Well, you just said it's not fair. I guess my problem is I agree with both of you. But I don't like the, hey, we're just going to, even though your property is only worth, we don't know what your property is worth because we didn't get out there to assess it, we're still going to give you a 5% increase. I don't think that's right. Life ain't fair. So I'm tired of fair, but it ain't right. And there is a difference, in my opinion, between fair and right.
So you're saying the 5% increase?
And Chuck and I have talked about that here in public before. I mean, I'm not.
This ain't nothing new. I've mentioned it ever since the beginning of this whole process.
You, Brandon, not because you've said it, but you, Brandon, made the comment quite a long time back, it's not fair. Whatever word you use, those people that got reassessed to get an increase now, and the rest of them not, or something to that effect.
I'm sorry. I said
when we were talking about those people getting that have been reassessed, their values going up, you made a comment to me, well, that's not really fair because the other people aren't getting it.
Well, that wasn't during BOE. Was that during
commission? No,
that
was long. That was probably 6 months ago. When
as far
we were
as,
first
you
know, talking about the reassessment.
Well, then so then you decided to raise everybody's. My point was not to just raise them. My point was to go out there and assess them.
So you want me to lower them all? No.
Careful, because don't put words in my mouth. I want the properties to be valued at what they're valued at.
But how are we going to do that? How are you going to do that?
I ran for commissioner. You ran for assessor.
I know. That's what I've been trying to do. As you would say, trying to do my job.
Trying to do my job.
My job is, your job is,
right now my job is
fair market value.
Right now my job is to equalize. It's not board of fair market value, it's board of equalization.
But I think if you'll find somewhere, you will find that the assessor, the BOE, the state tax commission, is target is fair market value.
I don't disagree with that. Now the problem is, and I'm not trying to bring up anything else. I'm not trying to start a big political anything. But then evidence is provided to us that, hey, we were in compliance from 2013. And if that's valid evidence, which it came from the State Tax Commission, I don't know why it wouldn't be valid evidence.
That evidence, and you'll hear me say this.
I haven't heard you say anything on it, just in fairness.
The report came back, the residential was in compliance.
So if it was in compliance in 2013...
Right.
Why are we raising it?
What you need to understand, what you need to know about is how they grade you. They grade you on 30 parcels. This is what they do, Brandon, because it'll come back. Maybe me or the next assessor, it'll come back and we'll be out of compliance. And you know how we'll be in or out?
By those
30 James
parcels
has hollered there. This over and over, and rightly so. They take 30 parcels. And they're going to take 30 sales or the sales letters we have, and they're going to say whether you're doing well or not.
So you're saying the State Tax Commission really doesn't know what
hooey.
They're doing?
It's hooey. And I can go print off what the information I'm taking in, and I shared this with you before, but there's like 130-some parcels, and 80% of them we're way low on. 20% of them we're way high on. The percentages is we're way low. And this is aside from, I mean, this is 132, and that's just all I've got.
So the State Tax Commission bases the monies that they're going to be transferring.
The way they
back
test
you
on is hooey.
On 30 parcels, and we have how many parcels?
46,000.
46,000.
Parcels in 10
accounts.
Yes, sir.
And the State Tax Commission takes 30 of those, and that's how they decide if they're going to give us monies. Or not.
This is not my
the
first.
Compliance, the compliance letter that we got, right. Which was great. We're in compliance. But it's on 30 parcels.
It's not my first rodeo with the State Tax Commission.
Nor mine.
And I, when Chuck, myself, and Mr. Hershen, and James, and I think there was even some citizens... went to Lake of the Ozarks and met them, and when they said they did it on 30 parcels, and Hershen slammed 1,100 and some parcels in front of them, and they wouldn't even look at them, that all said they were wrong, and they wouldn't even look at them, and that's when we tried to file a lawsuit against them, but that didn't work either, so...
But again, I'll say again, our responsibility and what the citizens want is they want to be treated, and they use that word fair.
They say that unless their taxes go up.
If Jim's paying on fair market value on his house, he doesn't want Bill over here paying on 50% on his or 75%. He wants Bill paying on fair market value too. And that's the whole deal. And there's your equalization. But it's supposed to be equal at a fair market value.
But if Bill and John come in and Bill's is up here and John's is here, and we find he's going, hey, Bill's is, too, you know, Bill comes in and goes, hey, John's is down here. And then we find out, well, John's deeds are being brought up. He's not going
to. He doesn't like it.
He's not. So don't. I mean,
he doesn't like it.
He's not going to like it.
But what are what we got to have? We got to have some kind of standard. You got to have a standard, and the standard has been set.
I mean, I guess don't make the blanket statement that, you know, citizens want. They want fair as long as, and hey, we're all guilty of that. We want fair as long as it benefits us.
How many have we raised during this BOE?
None.
None. How many have we cut in half? A bunch of them. Well, how many have we lowered a percentage on because of depreciation? Several. So there's a pattern here that shows you, and just what she said, that the values have gone down. And that's the way we see it as a Board of Equalization. We've read the evidence, the ones that's been brought before us, and we have took them down because the values have gone down. That's, you know, I'm just trying to be fair with everybody. Just because the ones that didn't come before us, their values should go down too, because the ones that have come before us, we have lowered. I don't know that we've raised any. But the ones that have come before us, well, there's a few that may have passed through us, but I'm just saying that those are the circumstances that...
One thing I've noticed is the assessor's office has received a lot of phone calls and dealt with them. The other thing is, this is, excluding the ones that Chuck brought to BOE, this is the absolute lowest number of BOE appeals we've ever had. If the people are listening to Chuck in his office and their explanation of the value, should we even be considering changing it when there's been such a small turnout to the BOE? I mean, you know, in 2009, that was huge. We had people in here wanting to kill us. We had rooms full, we had a room full of people out in the hallway. We haven't had that this time. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of the staff in the assessor's office has been diligent.
And we haven't had it since I've been on BOE, so I mean.
Yeah, but we usually have more than what we've had this time.
She's talking about the tax increase. Anytime you send out increase notices, yeah, you're going to have large numbers of people show up.
And I understand that. And I'm not making accusations. I don't know who they talk to, so I'm not. I want to be careful here because I'm not trying to accuse anybody of anything. So please don't take anything that way. But I have been told that people have called in to try to get on. This is from citizens to get on the BOE, and they were told, if you try to do it, we will raise your taxes. And then they were worried about having it raised again in 2 years. So if there is any truth to that, I'm just saying, if there is any truth to that, then that could be a reason why people aren't coming to BOE, because, well, we don't want them raised even more.
Well, do you have that person's phone number? Because we need to find out who the employee is.
Well, you might want to be careful, because I don't want to make any accusations. But I'm just saying, it's been told to me by three different people on three different properties. So
I know we heard that in...
That would be a rebuttal to what you said as to, well, why aren't there a bunch of people here? Well, it could be because they're scared to come here.
Well, let me say one thing. You guys have been bombing this for a long time. This is brand new to me. I had no idea when I was here on this board. It's new to me.
You can still blame Mike.
The only thing that... from the initial day, that kind of seemed to be unfair to me was the automatic raising of 5% for some and not doing it for others. You know? It just didn't seem to be.
And that's what, I mean...
maybe that's the way it worked. That, you know, I didn't think a lot about it, but it seemed kind of strange.
Well, the 5, most everybody got 5%.
If
some people got 10%. Some of theirs was too high, got lower. But everybody got, you may have misunderstood, but everybody got a 5% increase.
Everybody.
Unless there's a computer goo, and there was a few of those, or they were reassessed, and they could have got as much as a 10% increase. Or as Brandon's brought up, some of them were valued too high, they were graded too high, so theirs came down.
Well, but I agree with what James was saying.
James or Danny?
Danny. Of all that we've
don't call
at,
me that. That's
I'm sorry. I'm
fighting words.
Looking right straight there at me, you know.
But about everything we've looked at, almost in every case we've looked. Chuck, when people come to you, almost everything is the way I understood it. That if you looked at it, you've lowered it.
We originally increased everything 5%.
Yeah, but when they come back,
but most of them, I would say, when we looked at their values, they found that their values were not too high; they were too low, and they didn't have anything more to say. We did lower some, yes. We did lower some, but they brought us evidence that they were too high, and that's what we're supposed to do. So we did the right thing. And I had to tell a lot of people, they wanted me to lower, like a couple of these, they didn't want that increase. And I said, I can't do that. It went across the board. And I still have the guy in my mind that said, if I'm going to pay a fair amount, okay, but the other guy better be paying a fair amount too. And the fair amount is fair market value, or close to it.
So the 46,000 parcels, everybody either got a 5 or a 10%?
There are exceptions, but that, yes, most everybody did. Again, Brandon brought up there were some
that were graded
too high. They were graded like an A classification or B, and they were really only a D or an E. And when we lowered them, their value came down.
Maybe I misunderstood totally. I was under the impression that if they were not reassessed, they didn't get anything.
No, if they were not reassessed, they
that's what the 5% is all about. If they did not get reassessed, they got a 5% increase.
That's where we're having, that's where I'm having the problem, and I think that's where you said you were having the problem.
Brandon, when you made the comment earlier that maybe people were afraid to appeal, we know in previous years, I will say employees of the assessor's office made similar and even worse comments, and state tax commission stepped in and sent a notice to us, to my office, that said they would hear anything if the taxpayer claimed that the assessor's office refused or told them not to go to VOE. And it didn't stop them from going to VOE, because as I said, this is the lowest VOE we've had in years. And I want to compliment, because I saw the assessor's office people on the phone. And some people in the past didn't take the phone calls. And I heard them taking phone calls this time.
I think we're starting to slink well. We need to. Mr. Gribble, you were about to say something.
No. No, I don't think so. I guess what I'm going to say, you were afraid people, you had some experience with some people that were afraid to come to the board because they're afraid it's going to be increased.
I've had three people that were told that if they come, they will be increased.
Who were they told by? Who?
I'm just telling you what people told me.
I mean, that doesn't seem...
I understand that, but that's what I was told.
Oh, it just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't...
Could that be like the one person who called you and said their property value, they insisted it was $70,000, and the tax book had it for $69,000,
Is it possible that we actually had them lower, and if they came to BOE,
no,
they get
increased? Not on the specific individual that I'm, the name that I know. I don't know the individual, but he called me. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, this is what I was told. And I made it, he asked, he went to somebody and said, who do I talk to about this? I don't think it's right. And they said, hey, call your commissioner because we know he's a good guy and he doesn't play those games. And I said, okay, I'll take your phone call. And
did they appeal?
It was taken care of.
So they did get their value?
It was taken care of.
Here's the way that I see this as being unfair, is the fact that we have classification changes on houses. And when we talk about classification changes, we talk about houses with dormers or with something extra on them that changes the classification of a house. You know, when you do appraisals, that there's certain things that changes the classification of a house. Those things, when everybody gets the 5% increase, if those things are altered a little bit, where they have them, where they don't, or whether they have a depreciation factor, why should those people pay for 2 years to the next reassessment cycle? Why should they pay 5% whenever their taxes may not should have been raised in the first place? Because of depreciation, because of all the other things that we look at. There's been evidence presented to the assessor's office that certain lots or certain things shouldn't be presented. So that's where I'm at with the way I feel about that. Now, and to get back, what your concern was is why we sat here all this time. It doesn't have anything to do with what we've sat here and talked about. It has to do with properties that were not presented to the BOE. Anything that was presented to the BOE doesn't change, because we've seen the evidence and we know why we changed these and lowered them. So those that are sitting out there that didn't come before us that need to be lowered, they shouldn't be raised. They should be lowered.
Why would you guys not correct those two properties at Shoals Bend? You know they're too high.
Why didn't you correct them before we got here?
Because we didn't get to that subdivision. We only got about 30 or 40% of the county. But that's why. That's why I didn't get them corrected, because we didn't get to that subdivision. Why would you not correct those just two parcels?
Well, Chuck, you feel very strong that they should have been lowered. Well,
they didn't make it in on time.
Those are the two properties that we're talking about there at the end.
Oh, yeah, they didn't make it in on time.
You know, if you want to stand on that one, why don't you stand on the fact that all of these people that got a 5% increase, why didn't they come in? You want to see what that has to do with?
Yeah.
Well, Danny's making an excuse for not fixing two simple properties that we know, everybody sitting there knows it's too high. He's making an excuse for not doing that.
No, I'm not making any excuse. I'm following the rules and of what we've done here in the BOE.
The problem is if we do lower those, then it's thrown in our face. Well, you lowered those. Why can't you lower this? Why can't you that? Stuff gets thrown in our face quite a bit. I don't disagree with you, Chuck. They're too high. But so is every lot in there.
It's like we said earlier. You can do what you want to do, BOE.
I'm going to go to the issue where you said that you lowered the property at Point Royale. What I was getting earlier in the day, do you go in there and lower all those in that same building
Same story.
I mean, why wouldn't you, if you're expecting us to lower these, why wouldn't you lower those?
Somebody took the time to call me and say, Chuck, this is why.
But is that equal? Is that fair to all those other people?
No, we got 46,000 properties, Randy. And if we could have appraised, if we could have got around, it'd be a different story.
I look at the equalization, though.
Okay, equalize.
You're making one person drop an end down, but you won't drop the rest of them in that same building. That's,
you know, how many days have we met at BOE? 4 or 5, something like that. We had all month.
More than that.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days.
Okay. Boy, it sure seems like more.
Well, that first week, all but Friday, and then the next day, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then
I'll be
day
on the other side. No, I mean,
the way I look at Randy is those people cared enough about their taxes that they came.
They were
just
local.
Like the people.
There's
that came.
A lot of people that don't live local, that don't get the local newspaper, don't have any idea that
right.
You're looking at lowering properties in Fall Creek and Point Royale.
But they got an increase. I mean, they got a letter saying your value's going up.
Well, a lot of it's
not all of it, no. I've asked people out there, and they said they didn't get an increase, so I don't know who's.
Well, we can go and get the records. The post office took about, ever how many numbers, I'm lost, whether it was 18,000 or whatever.
I think I think a lot of it also is, you know, ultimately, I don't even know what my increase was. I guess it was 5%. I don't even know. It probably comes out to be an extra $20 a month, maybe. I'm sure a lot of people are going, I'm sure a lot of people are going, you know what, it ain't right, but
I'm not going to fight
the
government.
I'm one of them, too.
I'm not going to fight the government, I'll just pay my $20 a month more, and I'm going to complain about it, and I'm going to gripe about it, whoever listen, but to actually go do something about it, it ain't worth my time. I think that's probably a lot of the mentality of a lot of the people, especially on the western side. I don't know about the eastern side. Because I fielded a lot of phone calls as well, and a lot of it was, well, hey, let's actually break it down. Okay, well, it's this amount. Now let's divide it by 100. Now let's multiply it by roughly $5. So your increase is going to be $25.
Did you ask them the question? The question that we ask at the assessor's office what about your value? That the whole thing is about fair market value.
Then,
and is your property, do you feel like your property is overvalued or undervalued? Huh?
I'd say my house is probably pretty accurate.
Okay. No, I'm talking about the people that called you and asked you. Did you explain to them that it's all about fair market value?
I've asked them that.
Okay.
But I think part of the economic development and part of the reason why people like Taney County in the past is because it's known that our taxes aren't high. And so they're actually more willing to do things here. So it does help the economic development, which in turn brings us more tax dollars. So it's a cycle. But I understand your job. The other problem is there's a lot of stuff that we know for a fact is too low, and they weren't raised. I got a phone call from a business thanking me for me lowering their values before BOE. I said, I had nothing to do with that. What are you talking about? And they go, well, Taney County lowered mine $1.6 million. I go, don't thank me. I don't want any credit for that.
Was it a motel?
No, it was not. It was okay. RFDTV. Now, I haven't looked at it. I don't know.
You know why they lowered it? They had an appraisal done. Brandon?
I can get an appraisal to say anything I want. No offense, Mr. Kerbo. Am I wrong?
So you don't think I should take an appraisal, Brandon?
No,
is that
no,
what
that's
you're
not
saying?
What I said. That's not what I... Don't.
Oh, come on. This is craziness.
How is it craziness?
Because
both,
that's
no, no,
what you,
you
go
no,
by
no,
as
listen,
appraisals.
Listen.
How many?
No, stop and listen. You just asked me, have I asked people what they would accept for their property? Is that fair market value? I guarantee you, if you call a lot of these places that give us appraisals and say, hey, would you sell this for that amount? They're going to tell you no. There's going to be some that say yes. So don't say that I understand the laws. I know we're supposed to use appraisals. My point is just because they have that evidence or that appraisal or whatever.
You bring up a property and say a commercial property and it's got lowered.
It was lowered by $1.6 million. What's their value at now? And I guarantee you, if you say, hey, I will buy it for that amount, they will not sell it.
Well, you got some appraisers that take oaths and do their job, and they bring it in.
Ones,
and if you'll go look at the appraisal, I probably didn't take it as
hire.
Low as the appraisal. Because
maybe, I don't know.
And you're criticizing me
for
lowering the property to an appraisal?
Let me
Why don't you guys do what you want to do? Unless,
well, obviously you do.
What do you mean, what I want to do? I'm talking about the Board of Equalization.
And I'm
if you've got your mind made up, quit criticizing me and do your job.
Can we move on?
Yes,
now, let me say one
please.
I've been a real estate appraiser for 25 years.
And you're no count at it, evidently.
It's been my opinion for a long time.
That was a joke.
That appraisal, fair market value by an appraiser, was significantly higher than assessed value.
Right.
It's just, I don't know where it's from, but it's been my opinion for a long time. The assessed value was significantly lower than what appraised value.
The appraised value
and
within
the
assessor? And
appraised value is
well, when you say assessed,
desirable is fair market value.
So here's, this is what they're saying is fair market value. This is the assessed value. So you're saying that even this number is lower than what the appraised value is.
So, Brandon, I need to go back to RFD, or you need to go back to RFD and lower it lower than the appraisal.
I don't even... Chuck,
well,
I didn't know that they had an appraisal done. That wasn't my point. My point was, as you said, have you asked the question, would you accept X amount of money for it? What is fair market value? That is what you presented to me as a question, and that's what I presented back to you. There are going to be... It's just like Mr. Huffman. Last year, he said that he has an appraisal on his... clubhouse for what was it, like $500,000? There ain't no way he's going to take $500,000 for that clubhouse. So, and the only reason I picked that one is because I received a phone call from them thanking me, and I said, don't thank me, because I had nothing to do with it.
Well, do you know what fair market value is? Nothing more than what somebody will pay for it. That is fair market value. But, let me say one other thing. It's 6:15. This time of day, my old mind don't work too good. If you want to meet again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sit here and hash this out, that's fine with me. But right now, I don't think we'll get anywhere sitting here at 6:00 in my arguing among various things. I suggest either we stop right now, we stay where we are, or we meet again.
Meet again on Thursday at a, at a time that was convenient for everybody. Randy, can you be here?
Sure.
What did you say?
Thursday. Oh. Wednesday, I've got doctor's appointments all day. So.
No, Thursday, Friday.
Morning, afternoon.
Can we meet at 9 o'clock in the morning?
That's fine.
Does that help everybody get it over with, what we're going to do? Because, listen, when it comes to that time, then we'll probably adjourn the BOE for the year.
We can go to Taneyville and Brandon by our lunch.
Yeah. That'll be a first.
No.
Does that sound, Chuck, does that sound fair to you?
It's okay with me. I don't vote, so.
I know you don't, but you're here and you had a big part of this.
Thursday, we'll just meet at 9 o'clock then. That gives us time to.
We'll recess until Thursday at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Sounds fair to me.